It is 4:35, almost 4:36 on a Tuesday afternoon. And so you might be a little confused because the next voice you're going to hear is that of Dick Bramer, the play-by-play voice on Fox Sports North for the Minnesota Twins. And Dick normally joins us at 3:35 on Wednesdays, but since it's All-Star Game Day today, I asked Mr. Bramer if he would come on today, and we'll give him the day off tomorrow so he can splash around the lake in central Minnesota, maybe throw a line in the water, maybe have something to drink with ice in it, and enjoy his off day. Hello, Mr. Bramer. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm out, I suppose, about 100 yards from Target Field on one side and a All-Star party on the other, so the weather's cleared, and we're looking forward to a magnificent night at the ballpark here tonight.
Is it over 40 degrees? Because last night for the home run derby, it looked a little chilly in the old Twin Cities.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, I think, first pitch somewhere is around 70, 71, and it's supposed to dip down through the 60s over the course of the evening. But I think Minneapolis, the upper Midwest, Target Field, they'll all be represented very well on national TV tonight. It should be a really wonderful night.
So give us your grade so far for all of the festivities. We talked to somebody yesterday who was down there covering it for the media, and he said it's all going really well. It's exciting. You know, even if you don't seem like you're into home run derbies and fan fests and things like that, this really has been a special couple of days for the Twins and for the Twin Cities. You have the same opinion?
Yeah, that's my opinion, and I'm not the least bit surprised. I think, Mike, as you know, Twins have hosted some pretty big events, whether it was playoff games or even World Series years ago, and special things that they've done. So they're not unaccustomed to putting on a big party, if you will. And so I'm really glad that the Twins have handled things awfully well here, and will I'm sure everyone a little bit relieved when the game ends tomorrow, but they've handled their end of this very, very well.
And I apologize for not knowing this, but do you have official duties, work duties, Dick, or are you just there as a baseball fan, as a Twins fan?
I don't, and maybe I should be hurt or disappointed, but not the least bit. We came back from the road trip Sunday night, and they haven't asked me to do a thing. Yeah, other than to go to a couple of parties and go to the home run derby and the game and all that. So I'm very happy for that. Maybe I should be concerned or worried, but I'm not.
I think you're fine. I think you're doing just fine. You don't need to worry. I think you're pretty solid in your position. So paint us a picture. Give us the atmosphere right now. You know, you gave us a little bit earlier about, you know, standing outside of Target Field, but are you seeing Twins fans with Twins gear? Are you seeing baseball fans with All-Star gear? Give us a flavor of what's happening around you.
Well, it's just constant commotion. The Twins had, and Major League Baseball actually had this big bash last night with some live music, and it all got started a lot later than anybody thought, of course, because the home run derby itself was backed up an hour because of the rain delay. But just around the ballpark, there's, you know, people going back and forth and going from one event to the other, to Fan Fest. They had something I did not take part in today, and I kind of wish I had now, but they had a red carpet parade with the All-Star players from the convention center to Target Field, and they literally had red carpet spread over the parade route. And I saw some pictures and a lot of people just standing on the curb, and I think it's a wonderful thing to add to the event for the people who aren't going to be able to, you know, have tickets for the game. They'll be able to see Miguel Cabrera and Glenn Perkins and you know, Kurt Suzuki and guys like that. So that was an added thing this year that I think went very well.
If you have a question or comment for Dick Bramer, please give us a call, 237-5948 or 800-880-5346. Or you can text us a question at 35270. Please include the word Mike so I know that it's directed to me, and I'll pass it along to Mr. Bramer. Let's go to the phones. Mike is on the road. Mike has a question for Dick. Go ahead, Mike. You're on with Dick Bramer.
Yeah, I wasn't going to call until I heard you didn't have any official duties. But I thought with your superstar status, you could go up the Devil's Lake and catch a bunch of them big fish.
Mike, I have to ask to repeat the question, because just as Mike was asking if the light rail train was tooting its horn here.
Sure. Well, I think he was just being a smart aleck. He said if you don't have any official duties, you should have went up to Devil's Lake and caught some of those big walleyes up on Devil's Lake.
If I had more time, I'd make it up that way, believe me.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Text message comes in for you, Dick, and it says, what, in your opinion, Dick, was the most memorable or significant point in the first half of the Minnesota Twins season?
In the half?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Before the All-Star game, what was the most important or significant point?
I think probably unoverwhelmed play of Danny Santana, believe it or not. I didn't know what to expect from the young man. And now I think I'm like a lot of Twins fans. I can't wait for him to get back in the lineup. The Twins have had just a terrible problem at shortstop, you know, for the last several years. This guy looks like he's going to be the guy, or at least he certainly has the physical tools to do it. So I was really encouraged with that. You know, unless or until the Twins commit on a longer-term basis to Kurt Suzuki, I don't know what that's going to mean. I tend to look at things the way they are now and what they might mean in the future. And that's why I'm particularly excited about Danny Santana. Obviously, I'm happy that Phil Hughes has had the year that he's had and that Kyle Gibson looks like he's going to be an important part of a winning ball club. So I guess those guys individually more than the, you know, the three or four more wins that we had last year at this time.
Sure. And I'm going to go, I'll give a positive one and a negative one. The positive one for me, along with Kurt Suzuki, would be the pitching of Phil Hughes. I think that he has proven to be, you know, the top of the line guy that that the Twins have looked for a long time. On the negative side of it, Ricky Nolasco has been a huge disappointment. And now with the injury and all the money they've committed to him, that to me has been one where I just went, God, that one hurts the Twins, his
well,
performance.
Well, there's no question. And as Roy Smalley and I were wrapping up the first half of the year on the road, we've talked a number of times, not on the air, about, you know, this team's playing good baseball right now, and they're, you know, with a good homestand, they can get at or close to the 500 mark. But where would they be if Nolasco had simply done what the Twins hired him to do? Now, if he's been hurt, you can't blame the pitcher if he's hurt. And the hope is that this time on the disabled list, we'll get back the arm strength and the velocity that was missing. But, I mean, this is a guy that was supposed to have 8 to 10 wins of his own this year, and instead it's Phil Hughes that has 10. You know, 5 extra wins right now would sure look pretty good on the
Take a phone call from Frazee, Minnesota. John, you're on with Dick Bramer. What's your question?
Hey, Dick, I always thought Suzuki was underrated, and he was a very steady catcher. Do you think that he's merely an interim kind of player because they've got some of these hot shots coming up? I think he's been deserving of honors before.
Okay, good question, John. Dick, is Suzuki the long-term solution at catcher, or is he just a stopgap until some of these young players come up?
Well, I think we'll find out by the end of the month, and I don't want to deflect the question, but I think there are a lot of people in the Twins organization and a lot of people in Twins that would love it if the Twins announced a 2 or 3 year extension for Kurt Suzuki, and that might very well happen. I don't know. I do know this. The Cardinals lost the best catcher in the National League in Yadier Molina, and I'd be surprised if the Cardinals hadn't contacted the Twins about what it would take to get Kurt Suzuki. And then, you know, then it's in the hands of you know, Terry Ryan and the power brokers in the baseball department whether the Cardinals would offer a package, you know, of prospects and players to get Kurt Suzuki to help the Cardinals out this year. I don't know that any of that is happening. But I think, you know, it would be really nice for a lot of Twins fans because I think they've really been impressed with how Suzuki's played if the Twins were able to come to an agreement to get something pinned down. Because I do know that as great as the prospects are that they have coming, there aren't any behind the plate. Josemil Pinto was sent back because he wasn't catching very well. So the Twins will have a need for a catcher again next spring training. And I personally hope it's Kurt Suzuki.
Another text question comes in for you, Dick. I'm going to ask the question on the air, but then take a break and let you think about it for a while. We'll get to it after the weather. But the question is, Mike, can you please ask Dick if he has any personal favorite Derek Jeter memories or stories? And, of course, Derek Jeter is playing in his last All-Star game tonight. He's going to retire after the season. So think about that over the break. And when we come back, we'll have Dick Bramer answer. I've reached the home stretch of the Mike McFeely Show on this Tuesday afternoon, July 15th already? Holy cow, July is halfway gone. I can't believe it. Dick Bramer, our guest. He's the Twins broadcaster, of course, for Fox Sports North. And we teased a question from a listener, Dick. What is your favorite Derek Jeter memory or story that you can share with our audience?
Well, for one thing, Derek, a long time ago, used to come into a Kirby Puckett's pool tournament that I emceed. So I got to know Derek in the early years of his career just a little bit. I'm not going to proclaim that we have a relationship or anything, but I got to know him years and years ago. Last year, when the Yankees were in town in early July, Jack Jablonski, the high school hockey player who was paralyzed in a hockey accident a year and a half prior, came to the ballpark, and he was with his family in front of the Twins dugout, and he was watching the Yankees take batting practice. He'd already watched the Twins take batting practice, and I went up to Derek, and I said, look, if you got time, and I gave him a little, backstory as to, Jack's story, a great hockey player, a hockey accident and all that. If you could, a moment, just, if you can just stop by and say hi, I know it'd mean a lot to him. Well, after that session of batting practice, Derek veered out of the base path, and he went over, and not only did he shake his hand, but he spent about 5 minutes with the family, and he took pictures, and he signed autographs and all that. And that's the type of guy we're going to say goodbye here to tonight, Mike. He's a pretty special guy, and baseball's been lucky to have an athlete like him. So I hope I'm not telling any tales out of school or anything like that, but one of the best things about what I do for a living is I get to know some of these guys apart from what they do on the field, and that'll be my Derek Jeter story when I finally write my book.
And when's that going to be, by the way?
As I tell people, I got to read a few first.
Derek Jeter is one of those players, and I'm not a Yankees fan. I will never be a Yankees fan. If the Yankees never win another game, it's okay with me. But for people in opposing stadiums to boo Derek Jeter and to, oh, I can't stand Jeter, they're just wrong. And they don't understand the professionalism and the, aside from all the talents and everything else, just the professionalism and the work ethic and what he means to his ball club. They just don't get that part of it, Dick.
Well, and that's what's going to be nice tonight, because most of the fans here tonight, because it's in an American League city, there'll be American League fans, and there'll be no reason for the Minnesota fans to boo Derek Jeter because he'll be playing for their side. So I'm expecting a pretty touching moment, actually, when Derek is first introduced, and I would imagine they'll have a dramatic exit for him planned, but that brings to mind the wonderful moment last night during the Home Run Derby when the fans in essence, tipped their collective caps to Justin Morneau when he was introduced as well.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up. I thought that was part of the Home Run Derby I caught, and then, goodness gracious, it went on till about 2 o'clock in the morning, so I didn't see the whole thing, but it was nice when Morneau got his swings in and was introduced and got a nice ovation. I'm sure that he, of course, wanted to go longer in the contest than he did, but it was nice for the fans to at least stand up and give him a standing ovation.
Well, for those of us who've grown a little cynical of professional athletes and all that, you still have the standards. What do you expect from your professional athletes? And in Justin Morneau and Derek Jeter, they fit the bill. They've played their games professionally, honorably, personally. They've conducted themselves in an upright manner, and So we expect and hope Justin will continue playing his career, if not in a Twins uniform, but tonight we'll get a chance to say goodbye to Derek Jeter.
Another text message comes in and says, Dick, the Twins went on a nice little winning streak before the All-Star break. Can they continue that momentum into the second half? And I guess my answer before you answer would be, well, before they had the little winning streak, they had quite a losing streak as well, and I think that's kind of where the franchise and the team are right now, is that I'm not sure you're going to see a lot of long winning streaks. Hopefully you don't see a lot of long losing streaks, but they're just kind of that type of team this year.
Right, and it it sounds like a cliched answer, but it's still very true. If the team pitches better, and for the most part they did on the road trip, then this team can do it. A lot's going to be made up, Mike, though, in this 10-game homestand that comes up starting on Friday. If the Twins have a 7-3 and an 8-2 homestand, something like that, and it wasn't that long ago, that wasn't too much to ask for. If they have that, then I think this team is ready to, I'm not saying they're going to catch the Tigers, but I think they can reemerge as a wild card contender But again, all of that depends on having a good homestand once we get started again.
All right, game. Our coverage on KFGO starts at 5:30. We're going to see Suzuki at some point in the game, Dick, and then it's up to the manager of the American League when he wants to bring Perkins in. But the perfect scenario for him would be to come in ninth inning with the American League having the lead and getting the save in Target Field, right?
That would be nice. We have to remember, though, Perk didn't even get to throw a pitch in the All-Star game last year. And I don't know that John Farrell would want to trust the ninth inning with him, but we'll wait and see how that plays out.
Well, he's going to get in the game. It's at Target Field.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he'll get in. There's no question about that.
Okay, I got
you.
All right, hey, man.
But I'm just saying, if it's 3-2 and it's the ninth inning, I don't know that you'd want to bring an All-Star game, in essence, a rookie, in to save it. I don't know. I haven't talked with John about it, but we'll wait and see how it plays out.
Enjoy the game tonight, Dick. Enjoy the lake tomorrow, and we'll talk next week, okay?
Sounds good, man.
Yep, you got it. Thanks. Dick Bramer, broadcast voice of the Minnesota Twins.